Hello everybody, good to have you with us today. Going to give you the results of our quiz that we did about a week ago maybe. You've maybe forgotten it already or had no interest in it, I don't know. But on the wall here there's a picture of nine famous preachers, all from the 20th century. And we ask just to put a little list down there in the comments section if you thought you knew who all of them were or some of them were. And just a disclaimer as well, just to re-emphasise that there's one or two here I certainly wouldn't agree with everything they said or did or stood for, but nevertheless they were well known in their day and generation, and we'll make mention of that whenever we come to each one. This man here up at the top is Dr. Stephen Alford. He was born to missionary parents and preached in Moody Memorial Church in Chicago, amongst other places, and certainly seemed to be a great man of God. Anytime I heard him on tape or downloaded a sermon or read any of his books, really blessed through the ministry of Stephen Alford. Top middle, Dr. Harry Ironside, again, put out a lot of books and I've read a lot of them. Very blessed anytime I read anything by Dr. Ironside. Quite dispensational in his theology, but certainly a godly man who again preached in the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago. Third one in the top row, with the horn-rimmed glasses and the brill cream in the hair, is Leonard Ravenhill. Why Revival Tarries, one of his most famous books. Wrote many other books as well. Revival Praying, Sodom Had No Bible, Revival God's Way, Tried and Transfigured, America Is Too Young to Die. Great man of God as well, with a burdened heart, a man of prayer, and certainly I don't think you could listen to Ravenhill and not be challenged and stirred in your soul. First one in the middle is the Reverend Duncan Campbell of the Faith Mission, and we've often mentioned him in our ministry over the years. Greatly used of God in different places, passed away in 1974, but saw, of course, revival on the Isle of Lewis and Harris, 1949 to 1953. Great man of God, and there's still a lot of people around today that sat under the ministry of Duncan Campbell. Gentleman in the middle, with a nice shirt on, commented on that before, I think, is Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, who was from Wales, was studying medicine in London, in Harley Street, to the then-present physician to the King of England, and a man of great intellect, a man of great ability, and if he had pursued his medical career, it may be that he would have been the physician to our present Queen, who knows, but felt the call of God to go and preach in Wales, in Aberavon, and saw great work done for the Lord there, and we're thankful for his ministry. Love reading his books and things, one of my all-time favourites. This young man here at the far end, an American preacher, probably one of the most famous, Dr. Billy Graham, and is very much an enigma as far as I'm concerned. I've read quite a lot of his books, listened to a lot of his sermons. Great orator, great communicator, and certainly saw great things done in the early part of his ministry, I believe, Los Angeles, 1949, crusade that lasted for weeks and weeks, and saw a lot of converts. Made a lot of choices in his life, decisions in his life, associations in his life, statements in his life that I certainly couldn't endorse or agree with, became ecumenical, and we can't reconcile that with scripture. But he's here nonetheless, maybe just to make up the numbers, but certainly in his early ministry, great communicator of the gospel. Bottom here, David Wilkerson, passed away a few years ago in a car crash, and again quite Pentecostal in his views, especially in the early days of his ministry, but again feel he did a work for God and preached again with a burdened heart, and you can make up your own mind about Wilkerson. Middle and the bottom, A.W. Tozer, another preacher that ministered in Chicago, the Alliance Witness Church, put out a lot of periodicals in his day, and there's a lot of books now have been compiled from that. Again, a great man of God. They said that he was a prophet whenever he was alive. He seemed to have great insight, not prophetic in the sense of foretelling the future, but certainly was able to discern the spirit of the age and the problems in the church, and was a preacher that really exalted the holiness of God and what it is to know God and walk with God and fellowship with God and pursue God. I never read Tozer without being challenged, and your dog's called Tozer as well. One last one is W.P. Nicholson, one of our own here from Northern Ireland. Saw, again, a great time of refreshing and revival in the 1920s, and who could forget W.P. Nicholson, one of the greatest evangelists of the 20th century. Certainly pulled no punches and spoke in the language of the people. So if you want to put a comment below, you can tell us how many you got right. And again, just that wee disclaimer, one or two, I'll not give an account for them. But the Bible says every one of us shall give an account of himself before God. You'll give an account, and so will I. And we trust that God will use us for his glory and help us to plough a straight furrow. God bless you. Thank you for listening.